Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bellavia. 2 hours down, two to go here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Don't worry. We're gonna get to the topic that I teased, but we have two callers on the Amherst Town meeting that I'd like to take first, and we're going to start with Julie, who is in Amherst. Julie, thanks for hanging on during the break.
Hi. Like probably just about everyone in the town, I was blindsided by the tax increase that was made more public 2 days after the elections. I've been educating myself, found the town codes, reading all of those, and falling down an informational rabbit hole, and I've gone to the last couple of board meetings to listen and learn, which is the only way you get through a lot of this. And I have a question. I wonder how they pick and stay with contractors, because there's a project that's being proposed. We saw the presentation by the contractor in the November meeting about this project that's the former Gleason Nursery, and then there's an estate adjacent to it, and they want to build two-story, like, double houses in this whole project. There's mitigation for brownfield because a nursery has the, you know, the fertilizers and the bug sprays and things like that. And the guy's going over all these project plans, and that's all well and good. And the people nearby, you know, have their complaints, and there's a lot that you learn. And then a couple days later, I'm reading the news, the Buffalo News, and lo and behold, the same contractor was listed in the news as not giving up on a project in Batavia. And despite the fact that this guy had announced in August he was shutting his company down, and in this, according to this article, he had already defaulted on commitments to the town of Batavia for a similar type of project. So I'm wondering, town of Amherst board, how do you continue with a contractor who said several months ago he's shutting his company down? And if he did, does he have a new company, and what's that company, and how does it affect the contracts, and how do you keep dealing with a company like this? And then there was, I don't know who vets, who they contract with, but there was another contractor who had lost a bid for particular things by about $33. And if you go back and watch I think you can go back and watch the meetings on YouTube. This particular contractor had brought up and presented his safety record and all this other stuff that he had had, and he had a high record, high ratings through lots of documentation. The other contractor apparently has a very poor rating, but won by about $33. Now, I was going through the agendas and the minutes and things through the entire year, actually, for the town of Amherst, just learning about stuff. And it looks like the people who are awarded things, you just basically have to prove, you know, citizenship and your, you know, legality of licensure. But I don't necessarily see proficiency with things. So I want to know, how do we keep dealing with a company who's already reneged on something similar? And you have a proposal for a project here on Sheridan Drive that is a problem, and who vets these people? And is it just, I mean, it doesn't have to be strictly by lowest bid. There can be mitigating factors according to the town rules and codes. So that's another one for the people of Amherst to be aware of. You know, we all like the bells and whistles, but I would love to have a top-of-the-line Land Rover I could drive through a stream and not shut down. But lo and behold, I can't afford that. And I have a really good vehicle that I can afford and does a great job for me for what I need and use, not for what the dreams of the bells and whistles are. And when infrastructure at other projects, areas, like you hear people complaining how two water main breaks in within 2 weeks and three within a year, and this is in a site where they're proposing like 18 to 22 units of apartments, the underneath infrastructure is not working for what's there now. And, you know, they've got all these great plans to build all this wonderful stuff, yet they aren't dealing with what's actually there to make it work for the residents. And our taxes, now, if this 11.42% goes into effect for sure, because it's not necessarily a done deal, that'll mean that, according to one presenter, I think in November, the November meeting, our taxes in Amherst will have gone up about 33% since Mr. Culpa has been running things.
Wow.
So that's a little above inflation. And I'm learning, watching, and yes, I'll be there again tonight, because unless you have eyes on, things quietly happen in the dark that the rest of us pay for later. You know, we elect these people, and I was a proud blank for many, many years. And the only problem with that is you have no voice in the primaries. Last statistic I knew, there were 47% of blanks in the state. You saw what blanks and other party people can do in the city of Buffalo with Byron Brown winning as a write-in, probably thanks to WBEN. So the blanks may need to declare for something so you can actually vote for true people you want before the primaries knock out. You know, it seems like it's a done deal by the primary process anyway. So anyway, hey, I'll be there tonight listening and learning.
Julie.
And anyone who can't go, it gets recorded, so it's on, I think, YouTube, but I'm going to the meeting, so it's you learn by asking questions of other people, too, that live in the area.
For sure.
So.
Hey, Julie, appreciate the call, and appreciate those points. Some great points brought up, Julie, in Amherst. I'll say this. I mean, it's not surprising to me, the one contractor that she's talking about. I mean, if you look at the project on Sheridan now, that project has been ceased, has been ended, has all of a sudden started back up. Yet, to this day, you have this huge project on Sheridan. You have Whole Foods, who is bleeding at least $1 million a year. Now, I know Amazon has the money, but still bleeding out because they were promised that you're going to have this busy plaza, and that Amherst put all the trust into this contractor to put this busy plaza. And today, as it's nearing completion, you have zero stores ready to go to the plaza on Sheridan. So it's not surprising to me that Amherst may have made some other poor decisions when deciding the contractors. Again, if Julie can find those ratings and the poor ratings of the team that Amherst has gone with, it's surprising to me that the town board couldn't, right? I mean, if I want to go out for a nice dinner and find a place I haven't been to yet, I'm probably going to check Yelp before I go. Right? I mean, if I'm going to do that, you would think the town of Amherst, with a lot more money on at stake, would do that. Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, you want to talk about the thruway?
Yes, Joe, and felicitations to you and your family and the rest of the WBEN family out here in Western New York for Christmas and the new 2024, you know?
That's right.
And I just want to say, Mr. Frank from Amherst, you and I, even threw you into this mix here, Joe. Why we may not ideologically share the same, you know, worldview or political ideology or whatever you may call it, right? You know what? I would say to you, sir, you are not just a liberal Democrat as you identify yourself, or nobody should even call themselves a Republican or a Democrat. Being first and foremost an American. And you have spoken so many truths about what, and this is a new word for the new year for me, the Uniparty is doing to just, not just New York State, but the rest of our country, whether it's our power authorities, our water boards, our off-track betting public benefit corporations, you know, like Batavia Downs, and stuff like that. I tell you, Joe, that, and last but not least, that the judges and the individuals we get on the ballots, right, that you and I don't even know who they are or whatever, the Uniparty is very much something that is going to be exposed, hopefully a lot more now in 2024. So I just want to say to Mr. Frank, as we say in the Caribbean, enough respect, my brother, okay?
Right.
And truth will set you free. Anyway, look, you have a great rest of the year, Joe, and people in what you call it, in Amherst, in your town board meeting tonight. Well, look, the election is over. elections has consequences, but at the same time, you know, your citizenship goes more than just going and voting every presidential year like now or every midterm. Your citizenship is keeping their feet to the fire and being consistent in making sure we get full accountability and transparency in all those levels of government. God bless you, man. Hey. You take care, brother.
Thank you, Kevin and Pendleton. Happy New Year. 803-0930, star 930. All right. We have to go to traffic. But when we come back, I want to tell you about an experience I had today that brought up this next topic and a book that used to exist that I think would be perfect for this next topic. All right. So this morning, I was asked to fill in for Tom, and I'm very happy to do so. But between this morning and this afternoon, went to my parents. My son was at my parents. He wasn't supposed to be, but, you know, we've got pink eye going around the apartment, and now that's turned into an ear infection, and my wife has an ear infection, so she's off of work today. I said, just take him to my parents and, you know, have the afternoon to yourself. You know, rest up. Ear pain, I'm telling you, ear pain and eye pain, the two worst pains, if you ask me. Now, I've never broken a bone, so I don't know, but ear or eye pain, brutal. So I helped my dad out because he had my niece, my nephew, and my son. So I was like, I'll stay here till 12:30. I'll help you out. Did all that. So I didn't have time to go home and get lunch. So on the way to work, I was like, how can I find, because this wasn't budgeted. In 2024 for Joe Beamer is the year of losing weight and budgeting everything. So it wasn't budgeted. So how can I put a meal together? Well, I did. I put a meal together under 500 calories and $3. Now, that's pretty good in 2024. So my cheat meal was a cheese roll-up and a spicy potato taco. I know, not the healthiest thing, but under 500 calories, and I am counting calories. So it made me come up with this topic, right? We've been talking about taxes and the tolls and spending money, and, you know, we are spending more money. I mean, that's just the truth. We are spending more money. So when you're up against it, right? This sounds like something Dave Ramsey would talk about. When you're up against it and you are maybe not short on money, but you only want to spend a certain amount, what is your go-to cheap meal? Now, it doesn't have to be fast food, right? 803-0930, star 930. It can be something fast food, something from a restaurant, or it can be a cheap meal you make from cheap stuff at the grocery store. There used to be this book, and I can't remember. I think it was called A Man, A Can, and A Plan. And it was this was a popular book at the Beamer household when I was a kid. And, you know, it took simple things like, you know, canned food, and it put it in a simple recipe type book. And let me tell you, I think we had almost everything in that book at the Beamer house while I was growing up. But it was full of cheap meals, right? Like, this meal will cost under $4. Now, in 2024, it might cost you a little more. But what is, again, you're up against it, and you need to get something cheap. You need to make a meal for under five. This sounds like that show on Food Network, the supermarket stakeout. You need to make a meal for $5. Or Guy's Grocery Games. They do this. You know, you have to make this thing under $14. What would be your meal if you only had $5 to spend? What is your cheap meal? 803-0930, star 930. Now, College Joe Beamer, this answer would be a lot different, right? Because College Joe Beamer had the access of the McDonald's dollar menu that no longer exists. Thank you, raising minimum wage. Because back in the day, it would not be rare for under $5 me to get two hot and spicy McChickens, a small fry, and a sweet iced tea. And after tax, that'd be like $4.85. And that was my go-to. I'm a broke college student driving home from my job. I'm going to whip through this McDonald's drive-thru, and this will last me until lunch tomorrow. That was my cheap meal then. Now, I may have discovered it today. I didn't even know it. I may have discovered it today for $3, cheesy roll-up, and a spicy potato taco from Taco Bell. But what's your cheap meal? 803-0930, star 930. Some people might go with the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag. But again, I'm trying to keep my under 500 calories. The Biggie Bag is a lot over 500 calories. So that wouldn't work into this, but I'd like to know from you. And you're at the grocery store. Oh my gosh, I forgot my credit card. I only have this $5 bill. What meal can you put together for very cheap, and what does that consist of? Usually that would consist of a trip down the can aisle, right, and maybe mixing some things together there. But I'd be interested to hear, how do we do this under a budget, right? If you live in Amherst, you might need to get used to these meals. Your taxes are going up 11%. If you don't have an Easy Pass and regularly go to Syracuse, you might need to come up with this cheap meal. What is yours? Be interested to hear. When we come back, I would like to talk with you. 803-0930, star 930. Also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Already getting a few things in. You know, I didn't think of this. Someone said scramble eggs and a bagel. If you think of that, it's pretty cheap, right? I mean, eggs are what, $1.19, $1.09 if you go to Aldi, and you can get a thing of six bagels for $3, $3.50. So that's a pretty good meal. And there's nothing better than a breakfast sandwich. So yeah, you can probably do that for under $5. Also, spaghetti and a salad, you can get cheap noodles, a cheap sauce, right, and a bag salad. You got to go to the right place, because some of these places, the bag salads have just gotten ridiculously expensive. But yeah, you could probably do that under $5 as well. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air, and we will talk with you after this on WBEN. David Lee Roth and Van Halen, the best version of Van Halen. You ever hear this song? They on YouTube, I love when they do this. They just remove the music and it's just David Lee Roth's microphone. It is one of the funniest things I've ever heard on the internet. And it's just him. There's no music. There's no backups. It's him and his mic for the entire song. It's an interesting listen. It gives you that studio studio vantage point, which I think is interesting. So if you have some time, hopefully not right now, hopefully you won't turn the radio show off to do this, but if you have some time later today, look up on YouTube, David Lee Roth, Running with the Devil, vocals only. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I think it's pretty funny. And if you think it's stupid and you wasted 4 minutes of your time, you can blame that on me. That's fine. Okay. But you go down these, I talk about this way too often. You go down these YouTube rabbit holes, and you find stuff like that regularly, right? And I just thought that one, I got a kick out of. 803-0930, star 930. What is your cheap meal? You're on a budget. You can only spend, let's say, $5. What is your cheap meal? 803-0930, star 930. Someone said canned baked beans and the cheap pack of hot dogs. Unfortunately, that's probably over $5. Another person said grilled cheese and tomato soup. You can definitely do that under $5. Baked potato and a baked chicken leg. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty cheap meal. 803-0930, what would be your cheap meal? And I don't know if people are like this. Like, I could eat the same thing weeks at a time. Like, if you said, Joe, you can only have this for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, like, I don't need that much variety. As long as I like, you know, like, I'll go back to, we were talking about this in the control room earlier. When I was, like, really strict on what I ate, for 2 out of 3 meals, I would have grilled chicken and cauliflower rice with Frank's hot sauce. And you know what? I could eat that for every meal every day. And you know what? It's not that expensive. It's actually a pretty cheap meal. I could eat that for every meal, every day for the rest of my life. Like, don't get me wrong. I like to indulge, right? I like a blooming onion from Outback Steakhouse. But I could, like, I don't need the variety. If someone said, Joe, you're on budget for the next 5 weeks, you can only pick 2 things to eat and they have to be under, every serving has to be under $5. Like, okay, I could eat the same thing. Like, I do not need variety when it comes to food. Like, that's the last thing. I'd actually be more concerned about what I had to drink, right? Can I still have my Monster Energy, which, by the way, that's not a cheap drink. So, you know, I'd probably have to cut that out too. 803-0930, star 930. If you have a suggestion for a cheap meal that you either like to go out and buy, like at a fast food restaurant, or that you like to make, you're at Wegmans, you're at Tops, and you're on a budget, what are you getting? You know, no one put this out there. I think this is a delicious meal. Now, my wife wouldn't eat this. So I would have to make this all for myself. And it's definitely not under 500 calories. But tuna mac and cheese. Get a can of tuna. That's pretty cheap. And get a cheap box of mac and cheese. Mix those things together. That's a delicious, cheap meal right there. Or if you want to class it up a little bit, salmon bites and grilled cheese. You can get those salmon bites at Wegmans. Pretty cheap. Right, like $3 for a pack, and a thing of mac and cheese, still under $5. I think that'd be delicious. So, you know, again, if someone said, Joe, this is all you have for the week, tuna mac and cheese, let's go. I'll eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'll even have it for a snack. But if you're just joining us, the reason this came up was between the two shows today, I went to my parents and helped my dad watch my niece, my nephew, and my son. And on the way back to work, I was like, I'm a little hungry, kind of need lunch, but I wanted to keep it cheap. And got two items from the value menu at Taco Bell, under 500 calories. So I was staying on my calorie intake, and gave me the idea of, what do you do when you're, you know, a little short on cash, but need to eat? What's that cheap meal you go to? 803-0930, star 930. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, another person said ravioli in a can. I mean, that's, you know, Chef Boyardee. That's a meal, right? That's pretty cheap. And, you know, you can get it in the can. This is another thing. And hey, if you have the money, spend it as you wish. I am not going to tell anyone how to spend their money. But it's interesting. Like, Chef Boyardee now has those microwavable serving cups. And, like, they're just so much more expensive than if you bought a can and heated it up in, like, a cheap Tupperware. Like, the pre-made salads at Wegmans, delicious. Don't get me wrong. A chicken Caesar at Wegmans, oh, my gosh. Again, something I could eat every day. Those things are, like, $13. You can go to the produce section and get a bag salad for $3.99. Just bring a Tupperware. That's what I do. I have a Tupperware sitting in my backpack. Bring a Tupperware with you. You put it all in there. You mix up the salad kit, and you eat the salad. It's $4. Now, you're missing the chicken, but is the chicken really worth $9? I don't think so. But people will pay so much more for something being presented in a different way. And again, like, who doesn't have some cheap Tupperware in their kitchen that they can just carry with them? So, like, that's why, as much as I think those pre-made chicken Caesar salads are delicious at Wegmans, don't get me wrong. When I want to splurge, I will definitely get one. But for, like, your everyday lunch, I'm going with a $3.99 bag salad kit and a Tupperware. Shake it up. There we go. Or go across the street to Price Right. It's under $3. It's good. It gets the job done. I'm full. I'm good to go. But Chef Boyardee does the same thing. They have these. And Easy Mac, the little thing where you can put the water. We had a ton of those during the blizzard last year. Yeah, that's great. It's convenient. But if you're really, like, pinching pennies, if you're really trying to keep it cheap, instead of paying $5, get the 68-cent pack, make it the night before, and now you have, like, three or four meals. Like, you have three or four of what those little Easy Mac things are. And you saved $3. Again, I've made some awful financial decisions. I splurge on sports and stuff. I understand people are saying, Joe, who are you to give financial advice? But there's just so much of a cheaper way to do things. And the price people will pay just because it's packaged a little differently. Like, oh, well, this salad comes with a fork. Okay, you don't have a fork at home. Your employer doesn't have plastic forks under the sink? 803-0930, star 930. Someone said, Wegmans organic American cheese melted into elbow macaroni and broccoli on the side with orange juice cut with water. Is that... I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's not under $5. It sounds absolutely delicious. I'm going to say that's probably not under $5, though. I don't think that goes on the cheap scale. But maybe my idea of cheap is different than some people on the text board. Another person says fried bologna, probably over 500 calories. It is, but every now and then you just need that fried bologna. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on. We've also, earlier in the show, and the phone lines are open for this as well, talked about the throughway. And, you know, if you have done what most people do and remove themselves from the news and politics and everything during the holiday season, you might be surprised to know that on Monday, Easy Pass is going up 5%. And if you don't have an Easy Pass, you rebel you, your price is going up 75%. 75%. So if you're going from Buffalo to Albany starting Monday, it will cost you over $23 to drive to Albany from Buffalo. And I'm guessing if you're driving to Albany, you eventually want to come back to Buffalo. That's another $23. So a trip to Albany and back, $46, over $46, if you don't have an Easy Pass. Which to me is just, it's crazy talk, guys. It's absolutely crazy talk. And if you do that, you're going to need yourself a cheap meal. You're going to be texting in saying, "Hey, what's that cheap meal Joe was talking about?" And you know, I mean, things are just going up and up more and more. I'm telling you, I think it's time to issue another chapter, another edition of A Man, a Can, and a Plan. With inflation and everything, I think it's time we put these meals for like under $5. What can I make for under $5 so I can pay my taxes in Amherst? Let's go to John and Elma. John, what's your cheap meal?
Hormel chili in a can.
Hormel chili in a can. Now, how do you heat that up? On the stove or in the microwave?
No, in the stove. Put it in a pot, whatever.
That's your cheap go-to?
Stove. Yeah, yeah.
And you probably get a few meals out of that, right?
Well, in a can, you get a full meal out of it, yeah. Filling, you know, going to $5, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, I Hormel chili, don't get me wrong. Again, that is something that, John, if you said, I'm giving you Hormel chili and you have to eat it for every meal for the next few weeks, I'd be on board. Sign me up.
Well, I don't know about that, but I wouldn't go that far. But
Well, John, I think that's a great go-to. I appreciate the call, John and Elma. Again, that's the kind of thing. You don't need to get one of the little microwavable things at the store. Get a can of Hormel chili, heat it up the night before. I'm telling you, you've got 2 days of lunch right there. And like John said, it's under $5. You can get a few saltine crackers to put in your chili as well. Who doesn't like crackers with their chili? Let's go to Chris in Tonawanda. Chris, what's your cheap meal?
When my kids were younger, I made fried potatoes with onion and hot dogs. Everybody has hot dogs. And I don't care, and I fried them. Quick, easy, cheap meal.
That's a go-to, and I'm telling you, that is a go-to, I think.
Oh, it was great, and my kids still make it to this day.
Yeah.
For my grandkids. And also, I took noodles, cheese, and hamburger and made my own little concoction with onion, and they still eat that today.
Chris, let me tell you, that sounds delicious. Like, that sounds like something that I would want the leftovers the next day.
Oh, it's great leftover. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's yummy.
And, I mean, hey, ground beef is like the cheapest thing you can find in the store. So the best use you can make of that.
Well, back then, you know, back in the day, it was the cheapest thing. That and hot dogs.
Yeah. I mean, hot dogs still pretty cheap, especially you get the big pack and freeze them.
Right, right. And they don't have to be Salem's. They can be Oscar Mayer, whatever. Just fry them up with the potatoes and boom, you got your meal. And it's very fine.
That would fill you up for lunch and dinner. Chris, that is that second one, the hamburger, the noodles and the cheese with onions. That might be on the Beamer. That might be on the Beamer menu pretty soon. I appreciate the call. Chris and Tonawanda, 803-0930, star 930. What's your cheap meal? I just told you you're going to be paying higher taxes. You have to cut your meal budget. What's going to be your go-to cheap meal? It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy to be with you on this second day of 2024. Asking you your cheap meal. With all the things you're paying for, the price of streaming services going up, the price of cable going up, the price of groceries going up, your taxes going up, your tolls going up. You might need to find that cheap meal. And what is your go-to? It can be a drive-through cheap meal, or it can be a cheap meal that you make at home. Let's go to Tom in West Seneca. Tom, what is your cheap meal?
Campbell's, a condensed bean soup mixed in with half a can of water, and then give it a good shot of tomato ketchup. It's the best bean soup you've ever eaten. I mean it. This is something my mom used to do, and I learned that from her, and she was an unbelievable cook. She could make something from nothing.
Just make sure you add the tomato ketchup.
Oh, absolutely. Give it a good shot of tomato ketchup and then stir it in as you're heating it, and believe me, it will be the best bean soup you've ever eaten.
All right, Tom, I am trying that out. Campbell's bean soup. Make sure you add that shot of ketchup. Tom in West Seneca, thank you. And, yeah, that is right there the definition of a cheap meal, because I think that might even be under $2, you know? 803-0930, *930. Let's go to Shelly in Lockport. Shelly, what's your cheap meal?
Hi. Back in the day when eggs were cheaper, my family made potato pie, which was frying the potatoes up with some onion. You add a meat, and it was always bacon, and you scramble an egg or two, and you add that, and it firms it up. So you brown that up, and then you slip it and invert it onto a plate, and it stays all together. And you can put ham if you want, like that lady mentioned the hot dogs. But like I say, my dad always just added the beaten egg, and it firms it up, and it's, you know, several layers thick and delicious.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I mean, yeah, eggs have gone up, Shelly, but that's still, today, a pretty cheap meal if you think about it.
Yeah, you only need about three. You know, if you're doing a skillet, you only use three or four.
It's
not too bad. You'll still be under $5. And if you use hot dogs, even better.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds absolutely delicious. And yeah, hot dogs would work, but come on, you can't beat bacon. I mean, bacon is... Yep.
And another thing I do, too, is a condensed soup would be like, you know, cream of... tuna fish, can of tuna fish and some noodles. Just make it like little casserole.
Oh, yeah. Tuna sounds like tuna noodle casserole.
Yeah. But no veggies. You can throw that in there, too, if you got some extra money.
Yeah. Hey, Shelly, sounds great. Shelly in Lockport, 803-0930, *930. Another thing, you know, we're talking mac and cheese. Hot dogs you can throw in a lot of things, right? You can throw hot dogs and mac and cheese. You can throw hot dogs and beans. I mean, hot dogs really add a little flavor, a little something else, another component if you're doing the cheap meal. 803-0930, *930. What is your cheap meal? Again, it can be through a drive-thru. It can be something you make. It could be something as simple as we've had Campbell's bean soup with a shot of ketchup. We've had Hormel chili, a can of Hormel chili. I said Chef Boyardee, right? I mean, these all count as cheap meals. But again, if you're going to do the Chef Boyardee, you can't get the single serve things. Those things are so overpriced. And again, I mean, do they even make regular cans anymore? Every can I see is a pull tab can. So you get the regular one. You get the can of Chef Boyardee, not the fancy microwave thing. You throw it into a Tupperware, and you throw the Tupperware into the microwave. Now I've saved you at least $3. 803-0930, *930. Looking forward to hearing yours when we come back on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, man. I just was watching some funny stuff, of which I can repeat zero on the air. But Tanner's probably in the control room with my mic in preview saying, what the hell is going on? Because for the last, 5 minutes... I could not stop laughing. I didn't know if I was going to be able to control myself for the return.
Let me just say, for the record, I did not even have your mic in preview. I could hear you laughing through the glass and stomping your feet on the ground.
At the break, I'll show you what I was laughing at. For the listening audience, I apologize. I cannot repeat on air what I was watching, but it was quite hilarious. 803-0930, *930. It's Joe Beamer with you, and... you know, this is one of those topics I do when I'm trying to start to eat good again, right? I'm trying to get back to skinny Joe Beamer, which I've talked so much about in the last 3 years, but haven't actually got to. And then I do a topic like this, and on the way home, I'm picking up things like tuna noodle casserole and not sticking to the under 500 calories. But it's a fun topic to do, and we talked about some serious things today. So I thought, hey, let's be fun here for the last hour. But if you want to comment on something we talked about earlier in the show, as you know, when I fill in, if I mentioned it once in the 4 hours, you can bring it up whenever you want. So that means the Thruway is on the topics. The Amherst tax hike is on the topics. If that's something you want to talk about other than cheap meals, well, guess what? We'll get you on as well at 803-0930, star 930. But asking you, if you're just joining the show, what is a cheap meal that you go to when you might be a little short on the funds? Today, I'm not saying I'm short on the funds. I mean, I'm always short on the funds, let's be honest. But I had to buy lunch, and it wasn't budgeted. And I found myself a $3 lunch, a cheese roll-up, and a spicy potato taco, under 500 calories. And that was my cheap meal. And I thought, wow, I'm sure a lot of people can come up with their cheap meal. And it doesn't have to be a drive-thru. It can be a meal you make at home with cheap items from the store. 803-0930, star 930. We'll start with Michael on a cell phone. Michael, what is your go-to cheap meal?
Hey, Joe, this is very cheap. It's a can of cream of mushroom soup and a cup of noodles.
That sounds delicious.
It is quite filling, actually.
And we can go with any noodles we want?
Any noodles. I mean, I haven't made it since I was a teenager, but I always use elbow macaroni, and it was always delicious.
That does sound like a college meal right there.
Very cheap, very good.
Yeah, Michael. I don't hate it. I would have that in an instant. Michael on a cell phone, 803-0930, star 930. Cream of mushroom. I'm telling you, some of those like base can things like cream of mushroom. I mean, there's a lot of things you can add that to. And what, cream of mushroom, I think it's still under a dollar if you get it from the right place. Still under a dollar. And, yeah, add that. If you have noodles and cans of stuff laying around, right there you have a cheap meal, right? You can combine that with something. You can combine noodles with chili. You can combine noodles with broth. I mean, you can make a meal out of those very two cheap things. And, I mean, to Michael's thing, I would add crushed red pepper on top. Maybe that's a little too fancy for the cheap meal, but who doesn't have the spice jar of crushed red pepper? I mean, when I was a single bachelor living in a studio apartment, I didn't have many spices, but let me tell you, I had crushed red pepper. That's always been in the drawer. 803-0930, star 930, David in West Seneca. David, what's your go-to cheap meal?
Hi, Joe. Well, I'll tell you, very good and inexpensive would be a 3-egg omelet with onion, either pepper, tomato, and one slice of cheese, and a little side dish of tater tots.
Ooh.
You can get 4 meals out of that for around $5. Instead of buying the whole package of cheese, just go to the deli and get 4 slices of cheese to keep the cost down.
There it is.
And that would average out to about $1.25 a meal, and you have yourself 4 meals for $5, an omelet.
David, that is the perfect way to put it out. And yes, go to the deli. I mean, come on. We're talking week of paycheck maneuvers here to keep that under $5. David, I love it. David in West Seneca, you get 4 meals for under $5. And yes, we've all been to that point in our life where we've gone to the deli and said, I don't want to buy the pack of cheese. I just need these 4 slices. Can we keep it under a quarter? And David, I love that idea. And yeah, I mean, eggs are still cheap. Yes, eggs were way up there a while ago, but they have not spiked back to their highest point. So, yeah, eggs, I'll tell you, breakfast sandwich. You know, you get the store-bought, store-brand bagels, right? I'm not talking about in the bakery. I'm talking about the package, like 6 bagels for $3. You get some bacon, the cheapest you can find, and some eggs. I mean, you got a breakfast sandwich. Bacon, egg, everything bagel. I could have that. I mean, again, it's not going to stay on the diet, but I could have that every meal of every day. I don't think anything beats bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. Let's go to Neil in Forestville. This weekend, I'm trying Neil's game day sandwich. Can't wait for that. But, Neil, what is your go-to cheap meal?
Well, if you can go to the deli, sometimes they'll give you samples. So you can ask them for something. I mean, you can't do it every day, but if you're on a budget and you can build a sandwich just off the samples they'd give you.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to know how thick you can cut the turkey and how thin you can cut the cheese. Can I get those examples, please? And then you walk away.
Yeah. I like waffles. Like, the kids love them. You can make a ton of them for, you know, a little bit of flour, sugar, oil, eggs, and vanilla. You got yourself quite a party there, and you can make them any which way you want.
That Neil, I'm telling you, I saw waffles. I thought you'd be going frozen, but no, you're going actually making the waffles. And yeah, that is a delicious cheap meal that I could never get enough of. I mean, every time I'm at a hotel, that's what I get in the morning.
Yep, home fries, another one. You can make that. Chop up some potatoes, soak them in some water, get the starch out of them, and then fry those up. Add some onions, some peppers. Like I said, little red pepper flakes. You can get a pretty good steal on a meal. You know, I was dying to have one of those Wagyu steaks I saw at Wegmans, and I couldn't see spending the money that they want for one of those when they're fresh. So I hunt the sale aisle, and I was waiting till like about Wednesday, so they would have the steaks cut and out there on a Saturday, and they'd look all, you know, perfect. Well, about Wednesday, they don't look so great, and they reduce the price on them by an extraordinary amount. So,
now, Wagyu, can you explain to me, why is Wagyu so expensive? What am I missing out here?
The way it's raised, the way it's fed, you can just look at the meat and the texture of the fat is, like, ingrained through all the pieces of meat, you know, so when you flavor, it's the flavor. The flavor is intense.
Oh, so I got to find myself someone that can give me a sample of Wagyu.
It's like I said, hunt the aisle. You'll get the tiniest little piece for a crazy amount, but it's worth it. But you know, it doesn't quite live up to its what it is. You know, I mean, you had a steak.
Nothing beats a good steak, Neil. Hey, appreciate the call, Neil in Forestville. Yeah, you know, that's something I wish I was better at doing, and that's hunting the sales, knowing. Like, when's the best time to get a sale item? You know, like, for a few weeks there, I was looking for coupons. But, you know, I fell out of that. I wish I was better at hunting deals. Like, you know, you get that, what's that, you know, like on Wednesday, you get the advertisement full of advertisements. And Tops is in there, and Aldi, and sometimes Target. And, you know, I should just be better about seeing what's on sale. What I can make out of what's on sale, and clipping the coupons. Let's go. Up next is Eddie in Depew. Eddie, what's your cheap meal?
Okay, real quick. I'll give you a quick story real quick. Blizzard last year, my grandson gave me a call. He said he was stuck in Hamburg. There was nothing he could eat, nothing. I said, what are you talking? Think of your head. Think. Joey, think. He said, there's nothing here. He grabbed my, I can't get out. Can't get the car out, nothing. I said, Joey, open the cupboard in the kitchen. Find some pancake mix. That'll last you. He said, let me look. He said, yeah, there's pancake mix. I said, very good. That's your meals for the next 2 days. He called me about 3 days later, and he said, Gaps, you're right. There it is. Pancake mix. He says, I was never starved again.
Wow.
There you go.
There it is. I mean, and a lot of people, Eddie, would have been in the situation where they would have panicked, not thinking of looking for that. And always make sure you look at everything and see what you can do and look at that. Didn't go hungry during the blizzard.
Yeah, if you don't have syrup, put sugar on it. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, hey, when you don't have anything else to eat, food is food, right?
That's right.
Hey, Eddie, appreciate the call. Eddie in Depew. It is Beamer in for Bowerly for about 39 more minutes. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day today and every day. And just as you did in 2023, or just as we did in 2023, we will be here when you need us throughout 2024. And could not be happier and could not be more thankful to our amazing WBEN audience. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Let's go with Terry in Texas. Terry, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother. Let me tell you, I need you and Western New York to pray for me or pray for other people. I'm closing in on 48 hours without a cigarette.
Oh.
I'm at my wit's end. I'm committed. I'm focused. I haven't drank since the night before New Year's Eve. I'm coming back into shape this year round. Got to get rid of this dad bod.
Now, let me ask you, Terry, what is your, are you doing nicotine patches, nicotine gum? How are you getting off the cigarettes?
I'm not even going to lie, man. I'm going to be real with you. Right after New Year's, I had, right before New Year's, I had one cigarette left. Prior to that, I just said a prayer to the Lord and you know, asked him to introduce the Holy Spirit back into my heart and just help me fend off those demons and that nasty urge and addiction. And yesterday I was pretty solid, man. I had no cravings whatsoever. Today's been a little bit rougher, but I just don't want to mess around and get addicted to something else. I'm not saying that those aren't good for you, but I don't want to jump in. And I've quit cold turkey before, and made it a couple of years, but this time I'm trying to just make it for sure. So no nicotine patches, just good old fashioned motivation, discipline. You know, I've heard Bowerly say before that sometimes easier said than done. Just stop doing it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. So I try to live by that mentality and not give myself too many excuses.
Hey, Terry, God bless you, man. When I turned 18, I was so excited that I could, you know, buy something, because you can't drink till 21. So at 18, I bought cigarettes, and I was like, oh, look, I can buy cigarettes and lottery tickets. And then, like, you know, I was like, wow, I kind of like smoking, and that scared me. So I got into dipping tobacco, and I did that for a while until I got a massive canker sore, and it scared the you-know-what out of me, and that's how I quit tobacco.
Yeah, I got to get rid of it, man. It's nothing good for anybody. It's been over 20 years for me, and I just had enough. So I just wanted to, you know, say that. As far as the cheat meal, I know you're coming close. This is your friend. Any kind of chunky soup, but preferably bean and bacon or hamburger steak or whatever it's called, or even the chunky chili. Throw that with a cup of rice. Mix that up. You can keep it in a Tupperware. You can eat it right then and there. You can warm it up at work. Get all your protein. Hardly any fat, a little bit of rice and carbs and everything like that. Probably cost you, what, $3.50, $4 at the most. And it'll keep you full for a little while because, you know, that 20 grams of protein will keep you satiated for a minute.
For sure. I like that. That sounds like a good, hearty lunch right there to get through the rest of the day. Well, Terry, appreciate the call. Look forward to talking with you in 2024. And I'll be praying for you, man. I know you can do it. And I know you're determined. And you've got the support of WBEN and the audience behind you.
Well, I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, your family, and everybody out there in listener land, and also everybody at WBEN. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, Terry. Go Bills. Terry in Texas. That's a show we probably should do one of these days, is the addiction show, right? And mainly talking about, you know, cigarettes and things like that. You know, obviously, we've talked about other addictions. I think I did a show on rehab last year and your experiences with addiction and rehab. But, you know, quitting smoking. I mean, the stories of people who have tried for decades to rid themselves of cigarettes. And, you know, you heard Terry, I mean, was quit smoking for a few years and then get back into it. I mean, it really is that thing that is hovering over your head, especially, you know, especially here in Western New York. I mean, you go to a Bills game, you're standing there waiting for waiting to go in the stadium. There's someone in that line getting their last cigarette end before they go through security, right? You go to a casino, people are smoking, right? It is difficult to not crave a cigarette just in social settings. And then, you know, if you're a smoker and you are used to, in a stressful situation, have that cigarette to kind of take the edge off, and now you're trying to quit smoking. I mean, the first stressful situation you are put in, you know, you want to reach for that cigarette because it's just what your habit is reaching for that cigarette and taking the edge off. I mean, hey, my experience was very short, you know. Again, turned 18. I think a lot of people probably can relate to the story. Turned 18, oh, I can buy cigarettes. I can buy lottery tickets. Let's go to, you know, the gas station and get cigarettes and lottery tickets. And then I kind of like smoking. I kind of like this, but I don't want to smoke, you know. At the time, I was still playing sports. So I'm going to dip, you know, seems like a lot of people dip. That seems like fun. And dipped for into college. And then one weekend I got just an awful canker sore, and it scared me because I thought, you know, maybe it was something serious. And then I, you know, had like a for real, like, Joe, you want to go into radio and you're dipping tobacco every day? That's probably not a great combination. Oh, man. I just was watching some funny stuff, of which I can repeat zero on the air. But Tanner's probably in the control room with my mic in preview saying, what the hell is going on? Because for the last, like, 5 minutes, I could not stop laughing. I didn't know if I was going to be able to control myself for the return.
Let me just say, for the record, I did not even have your mic in preview. I could hear you laughing through the glass and stomping your feet on the ground.
At the break, I'll show you what I was laughing at. For the listening audience, I apologize. I cannot repeat on air what I was watching, but it was quite hilarious. 803-0930, star 930. It's Joe Beamer with you. And, you know, this is one of those topics I do when I'm trying to start to eat good again, right? I'm trying to get back to skinny Joe Beamer, which I've talked so much about in the last 3 years, but haven't actually got to. And then I do a topic like this, and on the way home, I'm picking up things like tuna noodle casserole and not sticking to the under 500 calories. But it's a fun topic to do, and we talked about some serious things today. So I thought, hey, let's be fun here for the last hour. But if you want to comment on something we talked about earlier in the show, as you know, when I fill in, if I mentioned it once in the 4 hours, you can bring it up whenever you want. So that means the Thruway is on the topics. The Amherst tax hike is on the topics. If that's something you want to talk about other than cheap meals, well, guess what? We'll get you on as well at 803-0930, star 930. But asking you, if you're just joining the show, what is a cheap meal that you go to when you might be a little short on the funds? Today, I'm not saying I'm short on the funds. I mean, I'm always short on the funds, let's be honest. But I had to buy lunch, and it wasn't budgeted. And I found myself a $3 lunch, a cheese roll-up, and a spicy potato taco, under 500 calories. And that was my cheap meal. And I thought, wow, I'm sure a lot of people can come up with their cheap meal. And it doesn't have to be a drive-thru. It can be a meal you make at home with cheap items from the store. 803-0930, star 930. We'll start with Michael on a cell phone. Michael, what is your go-to cheap meal?
Hey, Joe, this is very cheap. It's a can of cream of mushroom soup and a cup of noodles.
That sounds delicious.
It is quite filling, actually.
And we can go with any noodles we want?
Any noodles. I mean, I haven't made it since I was a teenager, but I always use elbow macaroni, and it was always delicious.
That does sound like a college meal right there.
Very cheap, very good.
Yeah, Michael. I don't hate it. I would have that in an instant. Michael on a cell phone. 803-0930, star 930. Cream of mushroom. I'm telling you, some of those like base can things like cream of mushroom. I mean, there's a lot of things you can add that to. And what, cream of mushroom, I think it's still under a dollar if you get it from the right place. Still under a dollar. And, yeah, add that. If you have noodles and cans of stuff laying around, right there you have a cheap meal, right? You can combine that with something. You can combine noodles with chili. You can combine noodles with broth. I mean, you can make a meal out of those very two cheap things. And, I mean, to Michael's thing, I would add crushed red pepper on top. Maybe that's a little too fancy for the cheap meal, but who doesn't have the spice jar of crushed red pepper? I mean, when I was a single bachelor living in a studio apartment, I didn't have many spices, but let me tell you, I had crushed red pepper. That's always been in the drawer. 803-0930, star 930, David in West Seneca. David, what's your go-to cheap meal?
Hi, Joe. Well, I'll tell you, very good and inexpensive would be a 3-egg omelet with onion, either pepper, tomato, and one slice of cheese, and a little side dish of tater tots.
Ooh.
You can get 4 meals out of that for around $5. Instead of buying a whole package of cheese, just go to the deli and get 4 slices of cheese to keep the cost down.
There it is.
And that would average out to about $1.25 a meal. and you have yourself four meals for $5, an omelet.
David, that is the perfect way to put it out. And yes, go to the deli. I mean, come on. We're talking week of paycheck maneuvers here to keep that under $5. David, I love it. David in West Seneca, you get four meals for under $5. And yes, who? I mean, come on. We've all been to that point in our life where we've gone to the deli and said, I don't want to buy the pack of cheese. I just need these four slices. Can we keep it under a quarter? And David, I love that idea. And yeah, I mean, eggs are still cheap. Yes, eggs were way up there a while ago, but they have not spiked back to their highest point. So yeah, eggs. I'll tell you, breakfast sandwich. You know, you get the store brand bagels, right? I'm not talking about in the bakery. I'm talking about the package, like six bagels for $3. You get some bacon, the cheapest you can find, and some eggs. I mean, you got a breakfast sandwich. Bacon, egg, everything bagel. I could have that. I mean, again, it's not going to stay on the diet, but I could have that every meal of every day. I don't think anything beats bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. Let's go to Neil in Forestville. This weekend, I'm trying Neil's game day sandwich. Can't wait for that. But Neil, what is your go-to cheap meal?
Well, if you can go to the deli, sometimes they'll give you samples, so you can ask them for something. I mean, you can't do it every day, but if you're on a budget and you can build a sandwich just off the samples they'd give you.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to know how thick you can cut the turkey and how thin you can cut the cheese. Can I get those examples, please? And then you walk away.
Yeah, I like waffles. Like, the kids love them. You can make a ton of them for, you know, a little bit of flour, sugar, oil, eggs, and vanilla. You got yourself quite a party there, and you can make them any which way you want.
Neil, I'm telling you, I saw waffles. I thought you'd be going frozen, but no, you're going actually making the waffles. And, yeah, that is a delicious, cheap meal that I could never get enough of. I mean, every time I'm at a hotel, that's what I get in the morning.
Yep, home fries, another one. You can make that, chop up some potatoes, soak them in some water, get the starch out of them, and then fry those up, add some onions, some peppers. Like I said, little red pepper flakes. You can get a pretty good steal on a meal. You know, I was dying to have one of those Wagyu steaks I saw at Wegmans, and I couldn't see spending the money that they want for one of those when they're fresh. So I hunt the sale aisle, and I was waiting till like about Wednesday. So they would have the steaks cut and out there on a Saturday, and they'd look all, you know, perfect. Well, about Wednesday, they don't look so great, and they reduce the price on them by an extraordinary amount. So
now, Wagyu, can you explain to me, why is Wagyu so expensive? What am I missing out here?
The way it's raised, the way it's fed, you can just look at the meat and the texture of the the fat is like ingrained through all the pieces of meat, you know, so when you flavor, it's the flavor. The flavor is intense.
Oh, so I got to find myself someone that can give me a sample of Wagyu.
It's like I said, hunt the aisle. You'll get the tiniest little piece for a crazy amount, but it's worth it. But, you know, it doesn't quite live up to its what it is, you know. I mean, you had a steak.
Nothing beats a good steak, Neil. Hey, appreciate the call. Neil in Forestville. Yeah, you know, that's something I wish I was better at doing, and that's hunting the sales, knowing, like, when's the best time to get a sale item. You know, like, for a few weeks there, I was looking for coupons, but, you know, I fell out of that. I wish I was better at hunting deals. Like, you know, you get that, what's that, you know, like on Wednesday, you get the advertisement full of advertisements, and Tops is in there, and Aldi, and sometimes Target, and you know, I should just be better about seeing what's on sale, what I can make out of what's on sale, and clipping the coupons. Let's go. Up next is Eddie in Depew. Eddie, what's your cheap meal?
Okay, real quick, I'll give you a quick story, real quick. Blizzard last year, my grandson gave me a call. He said he was stuck in Hamburg. There was nothing he could eat, nothing. I said, what are you talking? Think of your head. Think. Joey, think. He said, there's nothing here. He grabbed my, I can't get out. Can't get the car out, nothing. I said, Joey, open the cupboard in the kitchen. Find some pancake mix. That'll last you. He said, let me look. He said, yeah, there's pancake mix. I said, it's very good. That's your meals for the next 2 days. He called me about 3 days later, and he said, Gaps, you're right. There it is. Pancake mix. He says, I was never starved again.
Wow. Wow.
There you go.
There it is. And a lot of people, Eddie, would have been in the situation where they would have panicked, not thinking of looking for that. And always make sure you look at everything and see what you can do and look at that. Didn't go hungry during the blizzard.
Yeah, if you don't have syrup, put sugar on it. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, hey, when you don't have anything else to eat, food is food, right?
That's right.
Hey, Eddie, appreciate the call. Eddie in Depew. It is Beamer in for Bowerly for about 39 more minutes. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day today and every day. And just as you did in 2023, or just as we did in 2023, we will be here when you need us throughout 2024. And could not be happier and could not be more thankful to our amazing WBEN audience. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Let's go with Terry in Texas. Terry, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother. Let me tell you, I need you at Western New York to pray for me or pray for other people. I'm closing in on 48 hours without a cigarette.
Oh.
I'm at my wit's end, but I'm committed. I'm focused. I haven't drank since the night before New Year's Eve. I'm coming back into shape this year round. Got to get rid of this dad bod.
Now, let me ask you, Terry, what is your, are you doing nicotine patches, nicotine gum? How are you getting off the cigarettes?
I'm not even going to lie, man. I'm going to be real with you. Right after New Year's, I had, right before New Year's, I had one cigarette left. Prior to that, I just said a prayer to the Lord and, you know, asked him to introduce the Holy Spirit back into my heart and just help me fend off those demons and that nasty urge and addiction. And yesterday I was pretty solid, man. I had no cravings whatsoever. Today's been a little bit rougher, but I just don't want to mess around and get addicted to something else. I'm not saying that those aren't good for you, but I don't want to jump in. And I've quit cold turkey before and made it a couple of years, but this time I'm trying to just make it for sure. So no nicotine patches, just good old-fashioned motivation, discipline. You know, I've heard Bowerly say before that sometimes easier said than done. Just stop doing it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. So I try to live by that mentality and not give myself too many excuses.
Hey, Terry, God bless you, man. When I turned 18, I was so excited that I could, you know, buy something because you can't drink till 21. So at 18, I bought cigarettes and I was like, oh, look, I can buy cigarettes and lottery tickets. And then, like, you know, I was like, well, I kind of like smoking and that scared me. So I got into dipping tobacco and I did that for a while until I got a massive canker sore and it scared the you know what out of me. And that's how I quit tobacco.
Yeah, I got to get rid of it, man. It's nothing good for anybody. It's been over 20 years for me, and I just had enough. So I just wanted to, you know, say that. As far as the cheat meal, I know you're coming close. This is your friend. Any kind of chunky soup, but preferably bean and bacon or hamburger steak or whatever it's called, or even the chunky chili, throw that with a cup of rice, mix that up. You can keep it in a Tupperware. You can eat it right then and there. You can warm it up at work. Get all your protein. Hardly any fat, a little bit of rice and carbs and everything like that. Probably cost you, what, $3.50, $4 at the most. And it'll keep you full for a little while because, you know, that 20 grams of protein will keep you satiated for a minute.
For sure.
Satisfied.
I like that. That sounds like a good, hearty lunch right there to get through the rest of the day. Well, Terry, appreciate the call. Look forward to talking with you in 2024. And I'll be praying for you, man. I know you can do it. And I know you're determined. And you've got the support of WBEN and the audience behind you.
So I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, your family, and everybody out there in listener land, and also everybody at WBEN. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, Terry. Go Bills. Terry in Texas. That's a show we probably should do one of these days, is the addiction show, right? And mainly talking about, you know, cigarettes and things like that. You know, obviously, we've talked about other addictions. I think I did a show on rehab last year and your experiences with addiction and rehab. But, you know, quitting smoking. I mean, the stories of people who have tried for decades to rid themselves of cigarettes. And, you know, you heard Terry, I mean, was quit smoking for a few years and then get back into it. I mean, it really is that thing that is hovering over your head, especially, you know, especially here in Western New York. I mean, you go to a Bills game, you're standing there waiting for waiting to go in the stadium. There's someone in that line getting their last cigarette end before they go through security, right? You go to a casino, people are smoking, right? It is difficult to not crave a cigarette just in social settings. And then, you know, if you're a smoker and you are used to, in a stressful situation, have that cigarette to kind of take the edge off, and now you're trying to quit smoking. I mean, the first stressful situation you are put in, you know, you want to reach for that cigarette because it's just what your habit is reaching for that cigarette and taking the edge off. I mean, hey, my experience was very short. You know, again, turned 18. I think a lot of people probably can relate to the story. Turned 18. Oh, I can buy cigarettes. I can buy lottery tickets. Let's go to, you know, the gas station and get cigarettes and lottery tickets. And then I kind of like smoking. I kind of like this, but I don't want to smoke. You know, at the time I was still playing sports. So I'm going to dip, you know, seems like a lot of people dip. That seems like fun. And dipped for into college. And then one weekend I got just an awful canker sore, and it scared me because I thought, you know, maybe it was something serious. And then I, you know, had like a for real, like, Joe, you want to go into radio and you're dipping tobacco every day? That's probably not a great combination. And that with the canker sore, I rid myself of tobacco. It was really just scaring myself with that canker sore, thinking it could have been something more serious, you know, at the age of, at the time, 19 or 20. And that's how but again, I know that's a very short history with tobacco, and it comes nowhere close to the experience that a lot of people have had. So yeah, I think that's something that we need to talk to. But Terry, we're thinking of you, man. And, you know, we know you got this. You got this. You know you got this. 803-0930, star 930, one segment left when we come back on WBEN. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. One final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you for your cheap go-to meal, keeping it under budget, trying to help our friends out in Amherst, our friends who have to make a regular commute to Albany but don't have an easy pass. You're spending more money. What's your cheap go-to meal? Ron in Cheektowaga has a classic. Ron, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, hey, Joe, I don't know if anybody mentioned, my go-to is always cheap, is peanut butter and jelly. It's good protein. You can take it anywhere you want, put it in a sandwich bag, put it in your backpack, take it to work, take it anywhere in the car.
Ron, nothing beats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I had many of those the 3 days we were here during the blizzard. But here's the question, Ron. What do you go heavy on with peanut butter and jelly? Do you go heavy on the peanut butter or heavy on the jelly?
It depends. I like the jelly, though, but sometimes, you know, I'm in the I hit heavy peanut butter, but both is good, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And you know what? I'll tell you, this might sound a little immature, but when I'm making peanut butter and jelly, I want the squeezable jelly for my peanut butter and jelly. But I'll take the jar if I have to.
Yeah. What flavor jelly do you use?
I will go with grape jelly.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And strawberry is good, too.
Strawberry is good, but I think strawberry jelly is better on toast. Grape jelly is better for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I can't argue that. Yeah, I won't argue that.
Hey, Ron, appreciate it. Peanut butter and jelly, I think, is a lot of go-tos. And you know what? If you can splurge a little bit, get some potato chips and put it in the middle. I'm just saying.
Yeah, good idea.
Hey, Ron, appreciate the call. Ron in Cheektowaga. Oh, yeah. You know, after a while, you get sick of ramen noodles and macaroni and cheese. So during the blizzard, I made myself plenty of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I would get a bag of Lay's potato chips out of the vending machine. Crunch those up, put them in the middle. Reminded me of being back in elementary school. That's my go-to with peanut butter and jelly. Ron, I think that is, I mean, come on. Everyone listening to my voice had at least one peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the year 2023. I mean, unless you have an allergy. I think everyone found themselves with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich one day in the year 2023. Am I right? Come on. 803-0930, star 930. Before we get back to this topic, though, saw some interesting news during the break. And you know me and my nostalgia. So this was kind of... this kind of hurt to see, but it's 2024 and Best Buy is starting to come through on its promise it made in October. It has begun removing physical media from their stores. Now, I realize most people, you know, they'll watch movies on their streaming and they don't, you know, physical media is not the thing it used to be. That's just sad. Like, no physical media. Think about that. You now, when you walk into Best Buy, you can't buy a CD, you can't buy a DVD or Blu-ray, you can't buy an Xbox game. They've said that the market is not there, and they are getting rid of physical media. And, I mean, there are just some movies I love having the DVD or Blu-ray version of. You know what I mean? And like video games, I just have not gotten to the point where I don't want the physical copy of a video game. You know, I don't want to just download it, and then when I'm full of space, I have to delete it. Because sometimes I like to go back and play Madden 2021. You know, sometimes I want to play an older version of a game. I think getting rid of all physical media, again, obviously they're looking at their books and saying we're not selling enough product to justify this taking up floor space. But I think that's pretty sad, because you think about when Best Buy became the king of electronics after Circuit City closed. I mean, you could argue that they took over Circuit City because they had a huge selection of movies and music, even though I think Circuit City, and that's a going out of business sale that I took full advantage of when it comes to CDs and movies, I thought they had a pretty good selection. But Best Buy saying no more for physical media at their stores. And you know, again, this is... it seems like in the 5:30 segment, we always go back to Joe Beamer's nostalgia when I fill in for Tom. But, I mean, think about it. We've had stores that were built around physical media. Media Play, Record Theater, FYE. These are stores that the whole premise of the store was we have CDs and movies and games. And now most, if not all of those stores, you have a few great record stores, but you know most of those physical media stores are long gone. And now you have stores like Best Buy that, you know, no, that's not their whole claim to fame, is not physical media. Obviously, they have the electronics, but now they are taking the remaining physical media off the floor, and you're just running out of options to go and buy, you know, a DVD of a movie. I mean, like I said, I love the movie Home Alone. I love that we have a physical copy of Home Alone 1 and 2. You know, Columbo, one of my favorite television series. I lost my series set, and I'm hoping to, you know, rebuy by piecing things together from Amazon and the Goodwill, a complete series of Columbo and Seinfeld, which I lost when I was in college. I lost all my DVDs. You know, those are shows, yeah, I can find them on streaming, but there's just something about having the physical copy of those. Like, you know, I don't have to worry about Columbo going from one streaming service to the other. I can just pull out the DVD and watch it at home. So I thought that was some interesting news from Best Buy saying that they are tapping out when it comes to physical media. They said that in 2023, but 2 days into 2024, the proof is starting to show at their stores nationwide, and popped up on my Twitter or X feed during the break. Wanted to share that with you. Cheap meals is what we're talking about, and Eileen in Buffalo, what is your cheap meal?
Hello, are you on my call?
Yes, I am, Eileen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm calling about two very easy cheap meals. Your person who came in, who called in about peanut butter and jelly, of course, that's the best and it's a wonderful idea. But if you're in your car or walking distance to a fast food restaurant and you want something that's satisfying, that has that chicken or beef flavor, the potato-y crunch, a little saltiness, a glass of pop, as we say in Buffalo, for $5 plus tax, or $6, if you want to get real fancy with the bigger one, you can get at either Wendy's or McDonald's. Wendy's calls it a biggie bag, and it is called by McDonald's a fan deal. $5 gets you 4 nuggets, either a simple kind of beef-based, hamburger-based, or cheeseburger-based sandwich, or a plain or with gunk on it chicken sandwich, a decent-sized glass of pop, and a generous portion of fries. So I think that's a great way if you have a craving for fast food, and it's plenty. You don't need portions bigger than that. The other thing that I on occasion do is if you're in a fast food or a counter type takeout place, so it's not that you're sitting at a fancy steakhouse and saying, I want the kids meal. I get that you can't do that without a kid, but takeout places do not care. Like I don't know what we're allowed to mention, but for example, I like a particular local custard and roast beef restaurant with a national reputation. And if I ordered from them the roast beef sandwich, the order of fries, the drink, and then a cone, I could spend $20. I have a couple, during the summer, a couple times I got for $10 or $11 a kids' meal there that included many choices, but I had a mini roast beef sandwich, which was plenty, a generous order of fries, a nice-sized glass of pop, and a little wooden token that I was able to use to get a custard cone, which is probably $4 there. And they did not mind that I was having a kid's meal at all. They knew that I was not having a kid's meal. So I think studying menus, just like if you're going grocery shopping, you should study your supermarket ad. Studying or glancing over the menus and realizing what you can do. If you go to one of these McDonald's type restaurants and you order the meal deal that grown-ups order, and you get this big double cheeseburger with bacon and all this stuff on it, and an order of fries you could never finish, and a bigger drink than you need, and you look up and you've gone through and a couple of people have spent $30. So what I say might not make sense for robust young men, but I'm an older woman, and there's only so much I can eat. And these meal deals, whether they be at Wendy's or McDonald's or the custard place, I don't know if I'm allowed to name, but the main one is on Sheridan, and they're fabulous.
Yes.
You can eat in these places. Just think about what you do. That's all.
Yeah, Eileen, let me tell you, I did not know about the McDonald's one, but the Wendy's Biggie deal is such a great bang for your buck. I 100% agree. If you are trying to make it to payday, that is a full meal that you might actually be able to stay full for two meals.
Yes. Another thing I would say, though, about you, Mr. Beamer, you are one of the linchpins of WBEN radio. You are fantastic. You seem to always be working. And somebody with your qualifications shouldn't have to worry whether they get the $5 meal or the $15 meal, because your value to our community, you should have that extra $15 in your pocket, even with a baby and a wife, in order to get the big meal. So that's not quite on topic, but I think it relates to it. When I hear you talking, worrying about money and cringing, and I think of how much you mean to us during the blizzard and at other times as a radio host, I would like to see you get your due. So forgive me for throwing it.
Well, Eileen, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Eileen, for the kind words. Eileen in Buffalo, really, really appreciate that. And it wasn't a being broke thing. It's, you know, I didn't budget a lunch, right? I mean, that's, I could have splurged, but I didn't budget a lunch. So I went with the cheap meal just to get myself, you know, hey, give myself a little extra money to payday. But Eileen, I appreciate the very kind words from you. And I always enjoy these opportunities to fill in the afternoon. Obviously, I love hosting at 9 with Brian Mazurowski and filling in for David, filling in for Tom, and doing special coverage and Hardline. It's, again, I am living out a dream every time this microphone is on. And it is thanks to the great management here at Odyssey, but also the audience. I mean, if enough people didn't want me on the air, believe me, I wouldn't be on the air. You know what I mean? So I'm very thankful, Eileen. Thank you so much. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Appreciate all your calls and texts this afternoon. And, you know, as we always do, we had we talked about, you know, stuff going on, the tolls. If you're just joining us, the tolls are going up. If you're an Easy Pass holder, it'll go up 5%. If you're not, it'll go up 75% on Monday. I personally think that's ridiculous. We took some calls from you. Also, Amherst taxes still very hot in the news, and there will be a town hall meeting tonight, a town board meeting tonight, and a few callers calling in saying they will be there. And then we're talking cheap meals, as I had an experience looking for a cheap meal today, and you guys have given me a plethora of cheap meals. As I said, you know, I went from trying to find meals under 500 calories to now all of the great ideas you have given me. I'm debating if I have, you know, that ham, the ground beef with noodles and melted cheese and onion, or tuna noodle casserole for dinner tonight. So you guys have given some great ideas with your calls today. I want to say this is you know, something that I'm sure 95% of you are going to be upset that I'm bringing up, but it's the end of the show. Exciting college football playoffs last night. Obviously, I wanted to see Alabama-Texas rematch. I know the county executive might be surprised because, according to him, I mentioned this tweet this morning. According to the county executive, everyone except for, he says, quote, pretty sure that except for those in Alabama, all of America is smiling now. Heck of a comeback victory by Michigan. I don't know where he got that from. I mean, Michigan and Alabama are two storied, huge fan bases. But I do think a lot of people soured on Michigan when they, you know, when their coach gets suspended for 3 games for a sign-stealing scandal. I'm not sure he's 100% right on that. I'm sure he was trying to make a political point. But I don't think everyone outside of Alabama was smiling because Michigan won yesterday. Again, I think there's a lot of people who, me included, still don't think Michigan was punished enough for sign-stealing. But again, to the Michigan fans out there, it was a great game. Congratulations and good luck against Washington. Washington-Texas was another great game. Again, I thought Texas would win by at least 10 points. They lose to Washington. You've got a Michigan-Washington national championship set up for Monday of next week, which, interesting note, those two teams will be in the same conference next season as Washington is moving to the Big Ten. So you have a future in-conference matchup, and I don't think this will be the last time this happens. By the way, this is a future in-conference, but now with a 12-team playoff, I think you will, in the next 5 years, see an in-conference national championship with the expanded playoff. I mean, we saw that with Alabama-LSU in the BCS years ago, to which Steve Spurrier said, I didn't know you could gain position by not playing in your conference's championship game. But I think with a 12-team playoff, you will definitely see another in-conference national championship. This technically isn't one because technically Washington is still in the Pac-12 until July. But this is the last football game they play until they are a Big Ten team. So it's a future in-conference national championship. So should be a good game. Obviously, here in Western New York, our focus is not on Monday night. Our focus is on Sunday night at 8:20 when the Buffalo Bills will be playing to be the second seed in the playoffs. And if they lose, they could potentially not be in the playoffs. We'll know before that game kicks off, obviously, on Sunday night. So it's only Tuesday. And I'll tell you, I am stressed out already about Sunday night, but it was great spending these 4 hours with you. I want to thank everybody for the calls, the texts, the social media interactions, kicking off 2024, I think, with a very fine show. And thank you for tuning in all day today, listening to me at 9, and again here on the Tom Bowerly Show. We will speak with you tomorrow here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tom Puckett is up next with Buffalo's Evening News, followed by Armstrong and Getty on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. One final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you for your cheap go-to meal, keeping it under budget, trying to help our friends out in Amherst, our friends who have to make a regular commute to Albany but don't have an easy pass. You're spending more money. What's your cheap go-to meal? Ron in Cheektowaga has a classic. Ron, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, hey, Joe, I don't know if anybody mentioned, my go-to is always cheap, is peanut butter and jelly. It's good protein. You can take it anywhere you want, put it in a sandwich bag, put it in your backpack, take it to work, take it anywhere in the car.
Ron, nothing beats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I had many of those the 3 days we were here during the blizzard. But here's the question, Ron. What do you go heavy on with peanut butter and jelly? Do you go heavy on the peanut butter or heavy on the jelly?
It depends. I like the jelly, though, but sometimes, you know, I'm in the I hit heavy peanut butter, but both is good, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And you know what? I'll tell you, this might sound a little immature, but when I'm making peanut butter and jelly, I want the squeezable jelly for my peanut butter and jelly. But I'll take the jar if I have to.
Yeah. What flavor jelly do you use?
I will go with grape jelly.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And strawberry is good, too.
Strawberry is good, but I think strawberry jelly is better on toast. Grape jelly is better for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I can't argue that. Yeah, I won't argue that.
Hey, Ron, appreciate it. Peanut butter and jelly, I think, is a lot of go-tos. And you know what? If you can splurge a little bit, get some potato chips and put it in the middle. I'm just saying.
Yeah, good idea.
Hey, Ron, appreciate the call. Ron in Cheektowaga. Oh, yeah. You know, after a while, you get sick of ramen noodles and macaroni and cheese. So during the blizzard, I made myself plenty of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I would get a bag of Lay's potato chips out of the vending machine. Crunch those up, put them in the middle. Reminded me of being back in elementary school. That's my go-to with peanut butter and jelly. Ron, I think that is, I mean, come on. Everyone listening to my voice had at least one peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the year 2023. I mean, unless you have an allergy. I think everyone found themselves with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich one day in the year 2023. Am I right? Come on. 803-0930, star 930. Before we get back to this topic, though, saw some interesting news during the break. And you know me and my nostalgia. So this kind of hurt to see, but it's 2024 and Best Buy is starting to come through on its promise it made in October. It has begun removing physical media from their stores. Now, I realize most people, you know, they'll watch movies on their streaming and they don't, you know, physical media is not the thing it used to be. That's just sad. Like, no physical media. Think about that. Now, when you walk into Best Buy, you can't buy a CD, you can't buy a DVD or Blu-ray, you can't buy an Xbox game. They've said that the market is not there, and they are getting rid of physical media. And, I mean, there are just some movies I love having the DVD or Blu-ray version of. You know what I mean? And, like, video games, I just have not gotten to the point where I don't want the physical copy of a video game. You know, I don't want to just download it, and then when I'm full of space, I have to delete it. Because sometimes I like to go back and play Madden 2021. You know, sometimes I want to play an older version of a game. I think getting rid of all physical media, again, obviously they're looking at their books and saying we're not selling enough product to justify this taking up floor space. But I think that's pretty sad, because you think about when Best Buy became the king of electronics after Circuit City closed. I mean, you could argue that they took over Circuit City because they had a huge selection of movies and music, even though I think Circuit City, and that's a going out of business sale that I took full advantage of when it comes to CDs and movies. I thought they had a pretty good selection, but Best Buy saying no more for physical media at their stores. And you know, again, this is, it seems like in the 5:30 segment, we always go back to Joe Beamer's nostalgia when I fill in for Tom. But, I mean, think about it. We've had stores that were built around physical media. Media Play, Record Theater, FYE. These are stores that the whole premise of the store was, we have CDs and movies and games. And now most, if not all of those stores, you have a few great record stores, but you know, most of those physical media stores are long gone. And now you have stores like Best Buy that, you know, no, that's not their whole claim to fame, is not physical media. Obviously, they have the electronics. But now they are taking the remaining physical media off the floor, and you're just running out of options to go and buy, you know, a DVD of a movie. I mean, like I said, I love the movie Home Alone. I love that we have a physical copy of Home Alone 1 and 2. You know, Columbo, one of my favorite television series. I lost my series set, and I'm hoping to, you know, rebuy by piecing things together from Amazon and the Goodwill, a complete series of Columbo and Seinfeld, which I lost when I was in college. I lost all my DVDs. You know, those are shows, yeah, I can find them on streaming, but there's just something about having the physical copy of those. Like, you know, I don't have to worry about Columbo going from one streaming service to the other. I can just pull out the DVD and watch it at home. So I thought that was some interesting news from Best Buy, saying that they are tapping out when it comes to physical media. They said that in 2023, but 2 days into 2024, the proof is starting to show at their stores nationwide, and popped up on my Twitter or X feed during the break. Wanted to share that with you. Cheap meals is what we're talking about, and Eileen in Buffalo, what is your cheap meal?
Hello, are you on my call?
Yes, I am, Eileen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm calling about two very easy cheap meals. Your person who came in, who called in about peanut butter and jelly, of course, that's the best and it's a wonderful idea. But if you're in your car or walking distance to a fast food restaurant and you want something that's satisfying, that has that chicken or beef flavor, the potato-y crunch, a little saltiness, a glass of pop, as we say in Buffalo, for $5 plus tax, or $6 if you want to get real fancy with the bigger one, you can get at either Wendy's or McDonald's. Wendy's calls it a biggie bag, and it is called by McDonald's a fan deal. $5 gets you four nuggets, either a simple kind of beef-based, hamburger-based, or cheeseburger-based sandwich, or a plain or with gunk on it chicken sandwich, a decent-sized glass of pop, and a generous portion of fries. So I think that's a great way if you have a craving for fast food, and it's plenty. You don't need portions bigger than that. The other thing that I on occasion do is if you're in a fast food or a counter type takeout place, so it's not that you're sitting at a fancy steakhouse and saying, I want the kids meal. I get that you can't do that without a kid, but takeout places do not care. Like I don't know what we're allowed to mention, but for example, I like a particular local custard and roast beef restaurant with a national reputation. And if I ordered from them the roast beef sandwich, the order of fries, the drink, and then a cone, I could spend $20. I have a couple, during the summer, a couple times I got for $10 or $11 a kid's meal there that included many choices, but I had a mini roast beef sandwich, which was plenty, a generous order of fries, a nice-sized glass of pop, and a little wooden token that I was able to use to get a custard cone, which is probably $4 there. And they did not mind that I was having a kid's meal at all. They knew that I was not having a kid's meal. So I think studying menus, just like if you're going grocery shopping, you should study your supermarket ad. Studying or glancing over the menus and realizing what you can do. If you go to one of these McDonald's type restaurants and you order the meal deal that grown-ups order, and you get this big double cheeseburger with bacon and all this stuff on it, and an order of fries you could never finish, and a bigger drink than you need, and you look up and you've gone through and a couple of people have spent $30. So what I say might not make sense for robust young men, but I'm an older woman, and there's only so much I can eat. And these meal deals, whether they be at Wendy's or McDonald's or the custard place, I don't know if I'm allowed to name, but the main one is on Sheridan, and they're fabulous.
Yes.
You can eat in these places. Just think about what you do. That's all.
Yeah, Eileen, let me tell you, I did not know about the McDonald's one, but the Wendy's Biggie deal is such a great bang for your buck. I 100% agree. If you are trying to make it to payday, that is a full meal that you might actually be able to stay full for two meals.
Yes. Another thing I would say, though, about you, Mr. Beamer, you are one of the linchpins of WBEN radio. You are fantastic. You seem to always be working. And somebody with your qualifications shouldn't have to worry whether they get the $5 meal or the $15 meal. Because your value to our community, you should have that extra $15 in your pocket, even with a baby and a wife, in order to get the big meal. So that's not quite on topic, but I think it relates to it. When I hear you talking, worrying about money and cringing, and I think of how much you mean to us during the blizzard and at other times as a radio host, I would like to see you get your due. So forgive me for throwing it in.
Well, Eileen, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Eileen, for the kind words. Eileen in Buffalo, really, really appreciate that. And it wasn't a being broke thing. It's, you know, I didn't budget a lunch, right? I mean, that's, I could have splurged, but I didn't budget a lunch. So I went with the cheap meal just to get myself, you know, hey, give myself a little extra money to payday. But Eileen, I appreciate the very kind words from you. And I always... always enjoy these opportunities to fill in the afternoon. Obviously, I love hosting at 9 with Brian Mazurowski and filling in for David, filling in for Tom, and doing special coverage and Hardline. It's, again, I am living out a dream every time this microphone is on. And it is thanks to the great management here at Odyssey, but also the audience. I mean, if enough people didn't want me on the air, believe me, I wouldn't be on the air. You know what I mean? So I'm very thankful, Eileen. Thank you so much. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Appreciate all your calls and texts this afternoon. And, you know, as we always do, we had we talked about, you know, stuff going on, the tolls. If you're just joining us, the tolls are going up. If you're an Easy Pass holder, it'll go up 5%. If you're not, it'll go up 75% on Monday. I personally think that's ridiculous. We took some calls from you. Also, Amherst taxes still very hot in the news, and there will be a town hall meeting tonight, a town board meeting tonight, and a few callers calling in saying they will be there. And then we're talking cheap meals, as I had an experience looking for a cheap meal today, and you guys have given me a plethora of cheap meals. As I said, you know, I went from trying to find meals under 500 calories to now all of the great ideas you have given me. I'm debating if I have, you know, that ham, the ground beef with noodles and melted cheese and onion, or tuna noodle casserole for dinner tonight. So you guys have given some great ideas with your calls today. I want to say this is, you know, something that I'm sure 95% of you are going to be upset that I'm bringing up, but it's the end of the show. Exciting college football playoffs last night. Obviously, I wanted to see Alabama-Texas rematch. I know the county executive might be surprised because, according to him, I mentioned this tweet this morning. According to the county executive, everyone except for, he says, quote, pretty sure that except for those in Alabama, all of America is smiling now. Heck of a comeback victory by Michigan. I don't know where he got that from. I mean, Michigan and Alabama are two storied, huge fan bases. But I do think a lot of people soured on Michigan when they, you know, when their coach gets suspended for 3 games for a sign-stealing scandal. I'm not sure he's 100% right on that. I'm sure he was trying to make a political point. But I don't think everyone outside of Alabama was smiling because Michigan won yesterday. Again, I think there's a lot of people who, me included, still don't think Michigan was punished enough for sign-stealing. But again, to the Michigan fans out there, it was a great game. Congratulations and good luck against Washington. Washington-Texas was another great game. Again, I thought Texas would win by at least 10 points. They lose to Washington. You've got a Michigan-Washington national championship set up for Monday. of next week, which, interesting note, those two teams will be in the same conference next season as Washington is moving to the Big Ten. So you have a future in-conference matchup, and I don't think this will be the last time this happens. By the way, this is a future in-conference, but now with a 12-team playoff, I think you will, in the next 5 years, see an in-conference national championship with the expanded playoff. I mean, we saw that with Alabama-LSU in the BCS years ago, to which Steve Spurrier said, I didn't know you could gain position by not playing in your conference's championship game. But I think with a 12-team playoff, you will definitely see another in-conference national championship. This technically isn't one because technically Washington is still in the Pac-12 until July. But this is the last football game they play until they are a Big Ten team. So it's a future in-conference national championship. So should be a good game. Obviously, here in Western New York, our focus is not on Monday night. Our focus is on Sunday night at 8:20 when the Buffalo Bills will be playing to be the second seed in the playoffs, and if they lose, they could potentially not be in the playoffs. We'll know before that game kicks off, obviously, on Sunday night. So it's only Tuesday. I'll tell you, I am stressed out already about Sunday night, but it was great spending these 4 hours with you. I want to thank everybody for the calls, the texts, the social media interactions, kicking off 2024, I think, with a very fine show, and thank you for tuning in all day today. Listening to me at 9, and again, here on the Tom Bowerly Show. We will speak with you tomorrow here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tom Puckett is up next with Buffalo's Evening News, followed by Armstrong and Getty on News Radio 930 WBEN.